to apply the rate reduction. Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Josh?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi, Josh. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Good. I'm a little better than fine because it's Thursday and we're almost there, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Not that we're counting or anything, huh? So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program. So did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how any of this works other than pricing?
No, she said it's a first page or something like that. What does that mean? Like I'm one of the first ones to appear on there or?
Correct.
In my area, I will appear.
Exactly. So when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire right off the first page of Google. So a program mm-hmm. like this will put you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated. And the main benefit for you in all of this is in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today, okay? So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll actually close out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the value of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to Monarch Electrical Services. Now, price-wise, you're going to qualify for the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on the major search engines, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's a different search result altogether, okay? So once we program Monarch Electrical Services into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, do you have a business Facebook page by chance?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. The reason I ask is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services with the Facebook ads, and it's actually pretty cool how it works. The search engines will track what people in your area are searching for, and then next time they go on their newsfeed, they'll see a little promotion for Monarch Electrical Services coming up. So it's designed to get you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And the program will also come with a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see the new clients that you've received. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. And then as you do the tracking, if you ever notice that certain keywords are working better than others, then you'll also have the ability to switch those out through the account management team here. Okay, so being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking about it. You said how much is it for me, though?
So it would be $398 today, and then each month moving forward, $299, Okay, so the $99 setup fee just goes on the first payment only.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you're grandfathered into that pricing, Josh. It's not going to matter if you get 5 jobs or 50 jobs. You're always paying that same flat rate each month. Do you have a website?
No, I haven't set one up. I've used my Facebook page as of yet.
Okay, so I want to let you know that we build Google-compliant websites here also. We charge an additional $400 to put them together, but what I'm thinking is since we're moving forward and we're filling this position today, and since you currently don't have a site, what if I could get that included for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you? Okay, so
yeah.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if it was free, I could do that, but I couldn't pay for any extra. I mean, that probably would max me out for my budget
right.
For, you know, for doing this, because I've already paid for Angie's listing and stuff too, so.
Oh.
I'm on that platform as well, so.
So, okay, so I'm going to send out the request because I don't want you to have to pay extra for it, especially since you just told me that you already invested in Angie's leads. I mean, understandably,
mm-hmm.
Once this gets on top of that, I mean, your marketing dollars can only stretch so far, and I appreciate
yeah.
that. So I'll get the site included for you. I'm actually sending out the request right now, and I'll get an approval or a denial on it. So while I wait on their response, I'll verify your information. So if everything goes well, Josh, I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
jshthomas71@gmail.com.
Is the H in Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S?
Yes.
Okay, so jshthomas71@gmail.com. And I assume your last name also is Thomas, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, for the listing on Google, is this the phone number you want displayed?
No, I want the number you called first. That's our business line. This is just my personal
okay,
number.
So the 903-462-3154, that's the number to be published on Google, right?
Yes.
Got it. And then this number I'll just put in for internal purposes, just in case the technicians needed to reach out to you for an update or something. They'll use this as a secondary. And then for the listing itself, do you want it to show as Monarch Electrical Service, or should we put in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts?
No, just service.
Okay, I like it too that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a sole proprietorship, so.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I talk to business owners sometimes that, you know, and it's a preference. They'll say, oh, I have to have this Inc. on there, or I have to have this LLC or sole proprietorship or what have you. And my thought
yeah.
is we can do it, but when a consumer sees you, they don't care about that. They only care that you're local and credible and you can get the job done, you know. So I like it when the listings are more simple, you know.
yeah.
Yeah,
I was just thinking though, like, because it's real close. Like, there's a lot of names out there, and you got to be real careful of getting too close to the other names and stuff. So that's why you'll see a lot of electricians just put – they'll change one thing about it just to make it a little different.
I see. Okay. So is there another Monarch Electrical Service in the area that you know of?
Not in my area. I believe there was something that came up in, like, New Hampshire.
Oh, in New Hampshire, but nothing close to you, right?
No. I've made sure and did a state check and everything on my name before I applied for it in Texas anyway, so there was absolutely nothing in this state.
Okay, smart. Yeah, that was smart before you start your business and then find out,
yeah.
you know, otherwise. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get a letter in the mail that I infringed on somebody's name, right? And now I owe money.
Don't do that. So, is the 1000 West Crawford Street, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to have Google send a PIN verification code to that address. It will be there within 5 to 10 business days, and it's a very
mm-hmm.
important part of the process. So just make sure when you get that code to get it back to us, okay? Okay, and then give me a second here because my light is blinking, so that means they're responding to me. Excellent. He's allowing the site. He said, go ahead and include the site. He gave me a promo code to waive the charges, get everything going for $398 out the door, including the site. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. So I'm glad that worked out. So just give me one moment, Josh, because I have to apply this promo code. And then do you have a logo or pictures or examples of services that you want to put up on the site? If not, they can use stock photos. It's just a preference.
I have some on my Facebook page. I don't know if they could swipe those or not off of it. But other than that, they could use stock photos for now. I have some work photos. We have a logo drawn up. I just haven't had it made yet. I got a lady that's going to make it for me here, so.
Nice. Okay, so I'll tell them to swipe pictures off the Facebook. In the meantime, we can absolutely do that. And then down the road, if that logo becomes official and you have the hard copy or anything like that, you can send it over to us. And then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. So what works best?
My debit card.
Okay. Is it your name on the card or the company name?
Yes.
Or both?
Well, I'm going to use my personal debit card right now because I just sent all the money out of my business account.
Okay.
Doing the Angie's List and stuff. So, but next month, I'll need y'all to, I hate to ask, but I need y'all to call me back and switch this back over to the business checking account. I'll want to switch it because this won't be my permanent card that I want to use.
Or if
well, actually,
you like.
Both cards have my name on it. So.
Oh, they do. Okay. Yeah, a lot of people use the personal because you still get an invoice if you wanted to submit it as a business expense for tax purposes. You can still do that using the personal card. But if you like, I can take the card that you want to use for a one-time payment, and then I can go back in and put the business card on file for next month if you like.
Yeah, that's fine.
Want to do that? Okay. So for the card that you're going to use now, does it have Josh Thomas on it, or how does your name read?
Joshua Lee Thomas.
Joshua Lee Thomas. And then is the West Crawford Street also the billing address?
It's probably, I live in Durant, so that address is actually my business address that I use in Texas. So, but it's probably 1901 West Mississippi Street.
Okay.
Durant, Oklahoma.
Durant, Oklahoma.
74701.
Did the heat let up a little bit out there?
No, it's 104 right now.
Wow. I talked to someone last week, and he said it was 100, and so now it's even hotter than it was when I spoke with him. So what are you doing, just a lot of lemonade and air conditioning? Or
water all day, take breaks, be careful. No, that's just all you can do.
Yeah, because 104 with the humidity probably feels more like 117, right?
Yeah, I think our heat bill has been like 109, 110, something like that. Because the humidity has been relatively low.
Oh,
we were up to like 113 last week, though. It broke records all last week here.
Oh, my goodness. I bet you just want to go jump in the swimming pool or something to just get away from it, huh? Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, so is it a Visa, MasterCard?
It's a Visa.
Okay, and the card number?
4143. Uh-huh. 1400. Uh-huh. 0717. Uh-huh. 8589.
And expiration?
0725.
Uh-huh. And then the code on the back?
796.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Josh, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow, and they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. So some of this voice verification is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, so just bear with me, okay? Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Monarch Electrical Service.
Okay, and then please state your name and title with the company.
Joshua Lee Thomas, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 28th, in the nominal amount of just $398. This will be a recurring payment, and when the term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And when my technician calls you tomorrow, Josh, it will be about a 20, maybe 30-minute phone call. What works best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what I have available.
Afternoon.
Okay, so I have a 1, a 3, or a 6 p.m.?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, okay. So what I'm doing right now is I'm blocking out an hour from 6 to 7 o'clock Central Time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 6:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public. So I sent a little link to you that says thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes.
Okay. So click on the link in there. It will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. I want you to go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature because that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up down the road. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll come to a place where you have to check a little box that shows that you're authorized, and then just plug your name in and hit confirm signature. And I think you're going to have to put the Joshua Lee. So however it's printed on there, just put your name exactly the same. Once it's accepted, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that. That will be provided for you tomorrow at the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
All right. Now I just went to like a username login.
Oh, good. Okay. So that's a sign that you did it properly because it asked you for that. So you're all good to go there. And remember, you'll get that tomorrow when they call you. And then in the meantime, I got the green light on the payment. So do you want me to go back in and put the business card on for next month, or should we leave it with this card for now?
Just leave it to this one for now. I'll take care of it later.
Okay. Also, when you get the login for the dashboard, the username and password, you can also mm-hmm. update the billing on your end, too. So if it's easier that you want to go on the dashboard and put your own payment in, you can do that there as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you are good to go. Welcome aboard. The phone number that was texted to you is also our customer support number. And we're available mm-hmm. for you Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time. And my name is Tina. So if you ever want to talk to me, I'm at the same number. And my extension is 777.
Okay.
Okay.
So how long does it typically take for you to start appearing on the...
Great question. So industry standard takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in 30 to 45 days. Now, keep in mind the website will launch first and all the directories. That will all be up and running for you within 1 to 3 business days. So I always tell people that you're going to see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you.
So nobody will be able to see my name on Google for at least almost 2 months, though?
Well, we say 30 to 45 days, but two things of the timeline are dependent on you. So number one is we have that appointment scheduled tomorrow for, did I say 5 o'clock your time or 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
Oh, I'm wrong. It's for 5 o'clock. Would that work? I'm so sorry. Because I just noticed it's 3 o'clock Pacific, which, okay. So tomorrow, don't miss that appointment if you can, because, you know, I know that life happens, but sometimes our technician calls out, the appointment gets missed, it has to be rescheduled. Keep in mind, that's what gets the whole ball rolling, so to speak. So things like that will hold up your placement. Secondly, when you get that PIN code in the mail, make sure to get it back to us. And since that's going to your business address, also, please let your partner know to look out for it, because I can't tell you how many times, you know, 3 weeks went by and I haven't heard from my client, and I reach out to them and they say, oh, yeah, I got it, but I didn't think I needed it, so I threw it away. Well, if that happens, a new one has to be sent, and it's going to take a little bit longer, right? But if you do those two things in a timely manner, just get the client interview knocked out tomorrow and call us back as soon as you get that PIN code from Google, then you'll absolutely see results even quicker.
Yeah, that just seems like a long time for me to invest, like, because I'm just now investing a lot of money, and I feel like I have to wait for 2 months before anybody can ever see my name. I don't know. You know, you didn't tell me that before I paid for this. Like, that wasn't ever brought up.
So it's 30 to 45 days, so it's not 2 months. It's, you know, with okay. right after mm-hmm. the first month and going into the second month is where it starts popping. The Facebook ads will launch within 2 weeks. That's why I say most people, they'll see activity within their first month because we're starting the programming right away. But it is the second month that things really start coming to full fruition. And keep in mind, too, that we're a premier partner to Google, so we're doing it faster than anyone else in the industry. But also, if anyone ever called you and said, you know, Josh, we're going to put you up on Google and it's going to happen right away, that's considered an unethical practice per Google. Your listing would get blackballed and you'd never get ranked. Right? So there are certain rules that Google has in order to publish a business and certain things Google will do to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal your clients. So we do that all in the ethical manner, making sure that Monarch Electrical Service gets published and verified. And like I said, that way Google will protect you from someone else trying to come in and steal those clients. You're going to love it. I've been doing this for 11 years, and I'll tell you this. I've never seen anybody cancel on profit. We have a 97% retention rate with our clients, and there's a reason, you know, that tens of thousands of business owners all over United States and Canada renew with the service, you know, month after month after month. They're not renewing because they have to, because nobody signed a contract. They're renewing because this program is working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business.
Alright. Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, you're going to absolutely be thrilled with this. So if you have any other questions, you can call me. If not, you're all nailed down for tomorrow between 5 and 6 o'clock your time. Okay.
All right.
Have a really great evening too.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Josh. Bye bye.